So, you have a new James Bond movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called No Time to Die.
Death is tough to schedule, so what happens in this one?
So Bond is with that Madeline Swan girl, right? But he's still kinda heartbroken over Vesper from Casino Royale.
That 23-year-old he knew for a couple of weeks in 2006?
That's the one. So he goes to visit her grave, and it explodes.
Well, graves do that.
Actually, sir, I looked it up, and turns out they rarely do.
Oh, good to know. So is Bond okay?
Well, I mean, a massive explosion just happened a couple of feet in front of him. So of course he's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the beginning of the movie. Did you think he was gonna get killed?
Well, no, not really. I mean, the beginning of the movie is No Time to Die. Oh!
Anyway, so then he's being chased by these Spectre people, and he ends up on this bridge, and bad guys are closing in.
Oh boy, gonna be hard to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, this bridge just happens to have tiny walls to hide behind, and some wires that double as perfect Tarzan ropes, and also this is a movie where no bad guys know how to aim.
Oh, a very helpfully designed bridge.
Oh, and also, Bond is being chased by this very scary henchman.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's got a real eye and a fake eye, and he looks like De Niro in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
What?
So then Bond hears that maybe Madeline set this whole thing up, so he puts her on a train and breaks up with her.
Oh, wow.
And so then we jump forward multiple years, and Bond is living the retired life in Jamaica.
Is he gonna come out of retirement for one last job?
He's gonna come out of retirement for one last job.
Oh, coming out of retirement for one last job is tight.
Yeah, so he gets approached by the CIA to help find this Russian scientist guy who helped develop a bioweapon involving nanobots.
Nanobots?
Yeah, see, nanobots are these things where if you write nanobots in a script, they can do whatever you want and you don't really have to explain it.
Oh, interesting.
And so these ones can kill specific people based on their DNA while being harmless to others.
Neat.
So then Bond meets this woman, Nomi, who's the new 007 now that he's retired.
Oh, there's a new 007.
Yeah, because see, that'll make some people very angry on social media, which is fantastic free publicity for the movie.
Smart, that's gonna piss some people off.
So then Bond goes to Cuba and teams up with this lady Paloma to infiltrate a Spectre party, which is actually a birthday party for Blofeld.
Doesn't everybody in Spectre know who Bond is? How can he infiltrate a Spectre event?
Yeah, he's like their biggest enemy, but he gets right in.
That doesn't raise any red flags.
It doesn't, no. And turns out this was a plot to kill him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He turns out Blofeld was still running Spectre from inside his MI6 holding cell using a bionic eyeball.
What?
Yeah, he had a computer eyeball that was never detected and let him transmit and receive information from around the world and didn't need charging or anything like that.
How did he get a bionic eye while in custody, and how did no one detect that he had it or that it was transmitting and receiving communications?
Those are all very good questions, sir, and I'm glad you asked. Anyway, so then they try to kill Bond with like this nanobot mist, but it turns out that Russian scientist guy reprogrammed it so it kills all the Spectre people instead.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So yeah, now Spectre's been wiped out.
Wait, every single member of Spectre from around the world was at that one party in Cuba?
That's what we're going with, sir, because this is Daniel Craig's last movie, so we gotta wrap things up, you know?
That makes sense. So who's the scientist guy working for anyway?
It turns out scientist guy is working for the real bad guy of the movie, this guy Safin.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, his whole family was killed by Mr. White, Madeline's father, who, as you know, worked for Spectre.
I definitely remember the specifics of the previous four movies, sure.
So as revenge, Safin killed Madeline's mother when Madeline was just a kid.
Very rude.
And so now that Madeline is all grown up, they're the same age.
What?
And so Safin killed all those Spectre people as revenge for them having killed his family.
All right, yeah, that motivation makes a lot of sense, but so... So he did it. He did what he wanted to do.
See, no, because maybe he loves Madeline because he saved her life when she was a kid.
Oh.
But maybe not.
Okay.
But maybe he wants a family, but maybe not.
Hey.
But one thing's for sure, he definitely wants to commit genocide.
Oh my god, what? Why?
Well, check this out. He's evil.
Jeez, yeah, sounds that way.
So then Bond goes to see Blofeld, who's being held in a comically slow-moving cage, and also Madeline is there.
Oh, and Bond hasn't seen her in years.
That's right, and so then Blofeld ends up dying just because Bond touched him.
Oh.
It turns out that Bond had those nanobots on him, and that killed Blofeld pretty much immediately and off screen.
Just like that, Blofeld is dead.
Gotta wrap it up.
Right, right.
So then Madeline introduces Bond to a 5-year-old girl who's definitely his daughter, and she's like, yeah, this is not your daughter.
Very convincing.
And then Safin kidnaps Madeline and his non-daughter daughter.
Right, and why?
Because of one of his vague motivations.
Right, that makes sense.
So now Bond and Nomi need to go on this mission to Safin's secret island base.
Oh boy.
And Nomi, she decides to give the 007 007 number back to Bond.
Oh yeah, switch code names right before the big mission. That's a fun idea.
Yeah, that might not be a confusing thing to do.
So why does she give it back to him?
Well, see, the movie's almost over.
Gotcha.
So they head to this island, and there are, like, pools of acid and poison gardens.
For the nanobots?
Yes.
Okay.
And Nomi's gonna grab that scientist guy, and he says some pretty racist stuff, so she pushes him into some acid.
Wow, well, hope they didn't need him for anything.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm sure they wouldn't need the guy that created the bioweapon for anything. So before she kills him, she's like, you know what time it is? Time to die.
That's the opposite of the name of the movie.
It sure is, sir. And then Bond is gonna kill Robert De Niro from Rocky and Bullwinkle by exploding his bionic eye with an EMP watch.
Nice.
And so eventually Bond and Safin get into a conversation, and Safin is like, you know, we're not so different, you and I.
Oh man, villains love telling heroes how they're not so different from each other.
Oh yeah, they can't get enough of saying that. So then they shoot each other, and Safin poisons Bond.
With nanobots?
With nanobots. And these ones are specifically designed to kill Madeline and his non-daughter-daughter if he touches them.
Oh, no, man. Well, I guess he could try using that EMP watch to disable them.
No, he can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because nanobots.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and also, Safin was intending on launching this bioweapon and killing millions of people, so the good guy's gotta blow up this island.
Oh, no.
So Bond talks to Madeline, who's safe now, and she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I've decided to stop lying, and this is your daughter.
Oh, so Bond does have a daughter.
He does.
That's very interesting.
Right? It adds, like, a whole new dynamic to the character.
Oh, well, actually, I meant it's interesting because, you know, his balls were absolutely destroyed in Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah, well, they still work.
Yeah, sounds that way.
So anyway, then Bond dies.
What?
Well, he has to, like, open some doors so the missiles can get in and blow up the island, and then he just kind of stands there and accepts his fate.
He doesn't even try to get off the island?
Well, no, because, see, because of the nanobots, he wouldn't even be able to touch Madeline or his daughter, so... You know, what's the point?
Because if he gets off the island, he can see them through glass.
Not good enough. So he stands there like, all right, bye.
Oh, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a weird feeling to see James Bond get, you know, absolutely obliterated. But then in the end credits, we'll be like, James Bond will return.
As a zombie?
No, as a reboot, I imagine. I don't know.
Oh, God, who are we going to get to play him? What style are we going to go with?
Well, that, sir, is a problem for future us to figure out.
Okay, I mean, sometimes when we leave things for future us to figure out, future us drops the ball.
Yeah, well, technically that's now past us, so...
That's a good point. All right, good luck, future us.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.